V'ho'yaki sovya v'oretz sh'ashem alaykecha lo'yisim v'chanach. So the Sifri says on this, v'ho'yaki sovya v'oretz asei mitzvah ha'amura b'inyan, v'makayim the mitzvah which is said in the inyan, sh'bischara tikonis l'oretz. In the schar of this mitzvah, you will enter Eretz Yisrael. So many ask the kasha, they were not makayim the mitzvah bikurim in the midbar. So it's not like they did the mitzvah before they went into Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't bikurim until after 14 years of being in Eretz Yisrael. So they had already entered Eretz Yisrael. They were already in Eretz Yisrael for 14 years. And they first started being makayim the mitzvah after they were there for 14 years. So what does that mean? Asei mitzvah amura shebischara tikonis la'aretz, if they went into Eretz Yisrael way before they were even makayim the mitzvah. Second of all, Schwab is ma'ayru, that some, the one that brings the bikurim, he says in Pasuk Gimel, Yigadati hayayim la'ashem alaykecha kibasi ala'aretz, I have come to the land. So it's mashma that the person that brings Bikurim just entered Eretz Yisrael. This mitzvah was naik for generations. A fellow that whose grandparents and great-grandparents and great-grandparents were here already in Eretz Yisrael, and he was born in Eretz Yisrael. So what's the pshat? He comes and he says, he got it, the ayon ki bosti al ha'aretz, I just came into the land. Well, your family was here for hundreds of years. You've been here, you've been born here, so what does that mean? You came into the land. And they said this every single year also. Every time they brought Bikurim, they said this. So what does that mean? He got it the ayon ki bosi ala aretz, that I just entered Eretz Yisrael. So Rav Shimon Schwab says a gevaldig pshat. Says Eretz Yisrael is different than any other land. Any other land, the minute you enter its borders, you're in the land. You enter China, you're in the borders of China, you're in China. You enter the United States, when it used to have borders. You enter the borders of the United States, you're in the United States. Russia. But entering the borders of Eretz Yisrael alone does not mean that you're in Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is Eretz HaKdoshah, it's the land of the Shekhinah, it's the land where any Hashem Elokecha Aleha Mereishis Hashanah V'Anach Rishanah. So a person could be within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, but not yet be in Eretz Yisrael. When you come in contact with Eretz Yisrael, the real Eretz Yisrael, when you come to the Ikka, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, when you bring the Bikurim, when you make a Toif Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu, you thank Him for the land that He gave you and the fruits that He gave you. So then you're coming in contact with the Shekhinah, HaKdoshah. That's called coming in contact with Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Pshat and Chazal. I say, Mitzvah Amura B'inyin Shebischara Tikonis La'aretz. When are you going to be considered really entering Eretz Yisrael? Not when you first came in and you conquered it and you settled. No, you're not yet in Eretz Yisrael. But by coming to the Beis HaMikdash and bringing the Bikurim and being Makatoiv, that's when you're really entering Eretz Yisrael. You come in contact with it. And that's why a person who was in Eretz Yisrael for hundreds of years, his family was there for hundreds of years. But if he never came to the Beis HaMikdash to come in contact with the Shekhinah, he never was in Eretz Yisrael. And that needs a hischachas every single year. It says that the churban came about v'noishantem ba'aretz. That's what we learn, you know, on Tisha B'av. V'noishantem ba'aretz. Tell the bonum bubonais v'noishantem. You'll become old. You'll forget that hischachas of contact with the Shekhinah. If a person loses that hischachas, if he loses that reawakening every year, then he's old and he's not in contact with the Shekhinah. So you see from over here that by a davar shebekdusha, you could be in it and not be in it. And then this is the same thing with Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul, you could be in the month of Elul, but if you don't do positive things, you don't take steps to come in contact with it, to open up the treasures that Elul has for us, it's shaykh, you're in the month of Elul, but you're not really there. So Asemes says, Amayu de Kivart. And the bracha shechiyonu v'kimonu v'higiyonu. Pashto pshat v'higiyonu is that you made us reach this time. But the Sfasema says v'higiyonu is from the Oshel of Negeya. It touches us. The yontiv has to touch you. It's not just good enough to be in the yontiv. What is the Yom Tov doing for you? It has to touch you. And for that, we have to make positive efforts to come in contact with that Yom Tov and to come in contact with Elul. Agav talking about coming in contact with Elul. I saw brought down a big mashpia in Eretz Yisrael, Rav David Braverman, or Ruzon Zayn, asked Rav Steinman a number of years ago. He's a speaker in the siftas and seminaries. What's the key point he should stress in Elul? So I figured Rav Steinman will tell him, Bittl Taira, with Chait, with who knows what. Rav Steinman told him, stress that Elul is a tremendous time of hope. It's a tremendous time of accomplishing great things. It's a tremendous time of great things happening to the person because of Elul. Rav Yerucham said that anybody that's a vacationer, I can't say that I am, I've never gone on vacation, but if you're a vacationer, you appreciate what a resort area is, a place you could bathe, get the sun's rays down on you, and it's healing, and then in the evening the air is brisk and fresh and you smell the pine trees and you take in the smell and it does wonders for your health. And a vacationer like that, he makes the most of every minute. So he says Elul is the vacation for the neshama. That's when the neshama takes in all the vitamins, when it takes in all the bathing of the sun and the smells and the fresh air. It's a balm for the neshama. So we have to make the most out of it. But you have to embrace Elul in a positive way. And according to Yitzchak Kaledetsky, that's Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Zatzal's Eidim, he said also, this generation is a shvacha generation. Agam, there's such a ribuy of Torah. Can't imagine. The ribuy of Torah that's going on today, Sai in the yeshiva world and the koil world, Sai by Balabatim, the different programs, it's neir v'ayim. But we were brought up in America. America is a land of tanugim and gashmias, and you know, we've been pampered, so to speak, compared to the generations before. And a person we can't take the same pachad and the same awe that they did in previous generations. So he stresses the positive. We should look at the amount of mitzvahs that we do in a day. It's like mind-boggling. From the second you wake up, you say, Maida Ani. You're declaring there's a Bayre Yoylam, and Hashem, He infused me with the neshama, and every day we do this. That alone is like Nairavayim. And then we wash Nedel Aser to do the Avoid of Hashem, Mamash like the Kahanim did in the Beis HaMikdash. And then we daven every word of Tefillah, and every word, it's Nairavayim. Every Amen Yeheh Shmei Rabbah. And every word of Torah, Ki Yodua, Simcha Zisal of Kelm, he once gave a drasha in yeshiva before Shavuos, and this is all he said. It was a minute drasha, Bezehu. He said, if the whole world would be created and it would be empty, and once in the 6,000 years of creation, a person would come along and say, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, it would be kedai the whole world just for that Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. He says, and it's Yodua that 1,000 Baruch Hu Baruch Shemais don't come to one Amen. And it's Yodua that 1,000 Amens don't come to one Amen Yeheh Shmei Rabbah. And it's Yodua that 1,000 Amen Yeheh Shmei Rabbahs don't come to one word of Torah. So, you think about it. We have the Amens, the Amen Yeheh Shmei Rabbahs, and Torah. We're sitting on a treasure trove that's not shayach. So what's the pshat? If you know that, every rich person, he doesn't let his money sit in the bank just dead. He invests it, you know, real estate, stocks and bonds. So the money is alive and it's present. It's bigger and bigger. We can do that with our mitzvahs as well. If we infuse them with simcha and we infuse them with kavana, so those mitzvahs grow. Mamish Nishayah, the malachim that are created by the mitzvahs are big, healthy malachim that are megan on us, and they're skliyesh for us. So if we approach Elul in a positive way, embracing Elul, and seeing what the opportunity is in Elul, it's a whole different Elul. It doesn't have to be other generations. Perhaps the pachad worked wonders. I'll tell you the truth. And as a bacher in Tells, you felt the pachat. You felt the pachat. My first day in Tells, I came late to this man. So my first day, it was Yom Kippur Cotton. There's no Yom Kippur anywhere today that comes to that Yom Kippur Cotton. It was, I can't even describe
this. Man was chaf.
What? Because this man was chaf. And they, chaf of was the beginning of this man. 10 days of preparation, and then came Yom Kippur Cotton. It was something that was my first contact with Tells. I'll never forget it. It was mamish like today's Yom Kippur is kind of, you know, wow, that's how great it was. You know, there was a pachad. You felt the pachad in the air, but that was quite a while ago. It's quite a while ago. It was still Europe. It was an extension of Europe. You know, today. There's more America here. But anyway, that's really the idea that you could be an Ella without being, it needs hachana.
So you're saying, if Hashem is there, that you could just absorb whatever Hashem sends down to the earth on Ella itself is enough to really...
But you have to absorb it with effort. But you have to embrace it, not look at it as something that makes us cringe.
Right. You don't have to bring it down. Cause here already, just grab onto
it. Yeah, grab onto it, embrace it, look at the positive. Right. Look at the positive. Now that's what Rav Steinman said, and Rav Yitzchak Holodetsky said. And it's a very, very nice way of approaching Evel. It says, "Oru ha'isha she'yase pesel u'maseicha." Cursed is the person that will make a pesel u'maseicha. So, Shimshon of Astropol, he asks the question: this oru is different than the other arurim. Because the other arum, it says, Orur mashke iver baderech. Cursed is the person that does, like Lashon Hoive, it says it. Orur makla avivimoy. Cursed is the person that makes light of his father and mother. He's doing it now, Lashon Hoive. Here it says, Orurish asheyase. Pesalim asaych. It speaks about the future, Lashon Osid. Why is this different than the other arurim? So he says, the Gemara in Gittin of Lamites Amidbei says that by all Aveiris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mitzarev, the Machshav Ro, the Maiser, except for Avodah Zarah. That there, even on the Machshav, to do it, he's Mitzarev it Lamaiser. Could be because Avodah Zarah is so chumidic that any Magawit, that even in Machshav, is already a very, very chumidic thing. So by all the other Arurim, a fellow does not become an Arur until he actually does the Aveir. So when he does the Aveir, or a Mashgir, Iver Baderech, or is a Makla of the Imoy when he actually does it. Here it's Asher Yaseh. Or is the one that's thinking about it now. To do it later, he's already Chayv Aklola even for the Machshav. Does the Shimshon of Astropolia. Yitain Hashem. Hashem should place your enemies that stand up against you. They should be plagued before you. They should fall before you. We're talking about over here. This pasuk is talking about when Klal Yisrael is being Mekayim the Torah and you're listening to the word of Hashem. So Hashem says that your enemies will fall before you. But why will there be enemies, period? Why should there be enemies b'chlal? You know what? You know there shouldn't be any enemies. So Shimon Schwab says over here, Amayu Zatzal says, Amayu the Kabir, this is a mitzias in the world that you cannot be mevat with mitzias. The bad hates the good. It's a mitzias. Ra hates toiv. And Mimela, since you can't be mevatel it, even when we do the rotzel of the Bayrei Yoylam, and Adarabba, it could be Dafka because we do the Ratzon HaBayrei, that the sinner builds up bigger, and the sinner wages a Melchama against us, not us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says they're going to fall before you, they're going to be plagued before you. But the Metzius is that Ra hates Toiv. He says, we also find by Avraham Avinu, you know, that the Dal Malach and the Be'etz and that Melchama was really meant to bring Avraham Avinu into the Melchama, they're going to get him killed. That was really the whole idea. So what could they possibly have against Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was a nice elderly man. He had a big tent of Achnosis Orchim. He welcomed in guests, and he preached chesed, did all those things. What could somebody possibly have against Avraham Avinu? So Dr. Shimon Schwab, it's the same Metzius, that Ra hates Toiv, Zehu. And never Avraham Avinu talking defeated them. They had no shlita over them, right? I mean, just picture also Avraham Avinu living in Chevron with those four big giants walking around. Could you imagine that? He lived peacefully with them, and there was no problem. He wasn't afraid of them. If anything, they were afraid of him. You know, Ra hates Toiv, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards the Toiv against the Ra when we do his Ratzon. Mikam Chayisrael Vayechid Baretz. Is there any community that's as beautiful as ours? Nothing comes anywhere close. We're in a different planet. Yet the New York Times finds it necessary. Yamach Shimon v'Zichron. The New York Times finds it necessary to constantly attack the Yidden. What? There's so much crime going on and so much filth, and you have nothing better to attack. But Chassidish Yidden, Chassidish Yiddish Amayis, what in the world are you doing? The teretz is that Ra hates Toiv. And it's a fascinating thing that Hitler, Yamach Shem Lev Zichron, the first thing he wanted to attack was the Talmud Juden in Barashim. And it's documented that is where they focused L'chatchila, to come against the Talmud Yidden in Barashim. They were the least dangerous to him. What danger did they pose to Hitler, to Germany? If anything, the Goyim, you know, they wanted to fight against him over Danzig. They posed, why in the world was he focused over there? The Teretz is because Ra hates Toiv. That is the Metzius, without any explanation. Now, there's another horror over here. It says, Hagera shebekirbucha yala olecha mala mola. The stranger within you will go up high and higher, va'ata teirid mata mata, and you're going to go down. What is this double lashon? That the ger b'kirbucha will go up maila, and you're going to go mata mata. Well, what is this double lashon? So the Nachlas David, Rav David Tevel of Minsk, Talmud, the famous Talmud, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, famous sefer in the yeshivish circles, Nachlas David, he says that every nation naturally has a time when it's up and a time when it's down. There are ups and downs and ups and downs, and it's a galgal achayzer. It's a galgal achayzer. Chal Yisrael's been now in Golus for over 2,000 years. We've never been put up bichlal. What's the pshat? That's the biggest raya, that we're put down, the shaloiki derech hateva. We're not in that regular circle of things where you go up and then you go down and you go up and then you go down. We are down. We're out of the circle of the regular cycle of umis. So therefore it says, HaGerasher b'kirbuch yeilach ma'ila mola, the one that's shoylen on you, he's going to go ma'ila mola. He's not going to be just ma'ila in the regular circle of things. He's going to be ma'ila mola because he conquered over you. And you're going to be mata mota. You're not going to be mata in the regular cycle of countries. You're going to be mata mota, and that's going to be the biggest raya that shaloike derech hateva. We've mentioned numerous times the famous Gemara in Ksuvis, that Maisa with the daughter of Nadim and Ben Gurion, that she was so destitute, she was so poor, that she was picking the barley out of the zevel of the behemoths of the Arabs. The undigested barley, that's how desperate she was. She was low on the floor, but all of a sudden Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai passed by in a chamar with his talmidim following him. She quickly got up, she made herself sneezed and proper. She said, Rebbe Parnasemi, please be Mefarnas me. She said, Biti, who are you? She said, I'm the daughter of Nagdim and Ben Gurion. So she says, where's the Ashiras of your father's home? So she said, you know, it was lost. Klal Yisrael, you know, they say a marshal, Melach Momin Chaser. The preservative, the salt that preserves Ashirus, is giving up tzedakah. So the Gemara asks, or if he won Gersa, Yechon HaMenzakai, he asked her, He says, your father was Yadua Bigu. He says, but he didn't give what he could have given. He didn't give the max that he could have given him, and Mela was lost. And where was the Ashiris of your father-in-law? He says, he was an Arif for him, and everything was lost. So he says, I remember that I signed on her ksuba, and there were hundreds of thousands of dinarim, of gold dinarim, aside what she brought him from her father's house. And when her shver gave her, the ksuba was nairavai. You know, and now it was all lost. So he raised his eyes to Shemayim and he said, Ashreichem Yisrael, b'sman she'atam oisim ritzayin yishol makay, ein kol umba v'umi yecholu l'shal aleichem. Nobody could be shayvet on you. When you don't do the rotzon habayirei, not only do you sink down beneath the umas, but beneath even the behemoth of the umas ha'olam. The famous kasha that's asked, Rav Eliyahu Lapyan asks it, the Maral asks it, everybody asks it, Bishloima bisman shetem oisim ritzayin yishol makim kenech vashtein. Ein kolumi yichayla lishleit aleichem. But when you go down beneath the animals of the Arabs, how could that be? You know, what's the Ashreichem Yisrael over there? So it boils down to the same shot, that the fact that you see that we sink down so low, lower than anybody, shaloi kederech hateva, no umma is like that. Every ummah has a mazel that they hold on to, and they don't sink down. They'll go a little bit up, a little bit down. Like we said, there's a mahalach, there's a mahzer, some up, some down. But nobody sinks down to such a low beyond anybody's imagination. Shema minah. From that you see, we only have HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hold on to. We don't have a mazel. We're not governed by the mazolus. We hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're lamayla from everybody. The minute we let go, we don't fall down to the mazolus. We fall all the way down beneath everybody else. That's the mata mata that the Torah speaks about over here. The Pasuk says, at the end in the Teichiche, V'hismakartem shom lo'ivecha la'avodim u'lishvachais the ain kaina. You'll be sold to your enemies to serve them, and no one's going to want to buy you. You're going to be put up for sale, no one's going to want to buy you. So Ksav Sofer asks a question, how's it shayach that no one's going to want to buy them? How could Klal Yisrael reach a matzav of ain kaina? Adarabah. Usually you find the derech hateva, when an enemy conquers over another enemy, so they want to put them down by selling them, and people buy them as avodim, and they show that we're on top of you, and you put them down, you are my eved. And over here, you're victorious over Klal Yisrael. Wouldn't you want to put them down by making them your avodim? What's the pshat v'ein kaina? Zok the Ksav Sofer, the Rambam, and the Yeres Taman's Mevarer, that the sinners who umois against us is a sinners hadas, that comes from kina, that we were given the Tyrus Emes. It's an inner pneumius in their heart that even they don't understand. They don't even realize the shayrush of it. It's ingrained in them. From the time we were Kabbal the Torah at Har Sinai, we got the Torah and them not, it's ingrained in them. Even they don't know why they're fighting against us. So since this is a shaloi kederech hatevedik, a kind of a sinner, so even though normally one would think that they would want to put us down by buying us, but nay, it's such a sinner, shaloi kederech hatevedik, they're not going to want to buy us. It's a sinner that nobody can understand, and it does not work like a regular sinner where the mahalak is like that, by the umas ha'olam. B'masayim b'chi toiv, it says in the pasuk, when we do keep the rotzon habayrei, so l'chayra, the words are a little bit extra over here. If he's going to put you for a head, for states, if it's not for a zanav, what's an esonch Hashem l'roish v'loy l'zanav? And this b'emes is the hirotzen we say Rosh Hashanah by night. You know, we say hirotzen shaniyah l'roish v'loy l'zanav. If you're saying l'roish, what's not from zogin l'zanav? So I saw in a sefer that came out from Agoin, Rabben Tzion Utzafi Shlita, as far as Odom Godel Agmaid, a very wonderful sefer on the Yom Neiroim. So he asks this question by the Hirotzen. Hirotzen Shania L'Roish V'Loy L'Zanav. If he's saying L'Roish, so the man was V'Loy L'Zanav. What are you being vice? So he says, Chazal say, it's better to be the tail of a lion than to be the head of a fox. So he says, what's the Bir HaDvarim? The Bir HaDvarim is like this. A lion is not afraid of any chai. A lion does what he wants. He walks. He doesn't have to look around, you know, and see what the surroundings are. Everyone's afraid. All the chayas are afraid of him. He sleeps, b'menucha. He's not afraid he's going to be attacked. Every now and then, he picks up his tail and gives himself a clap on the head. So what does that represent? He says, it represents the lion is telling himself, you know, get real. You're talking to the king, but don't take it for granted. Don't let the gaiva get to your head. And don't think that, you know, you're going to live forever. It's like a clap. Every now and then he gives himself a clap. So that tail, is that a zanav or is that a roish? That tail is really a roish. Because it's making him think, it's making him aware, it's giving him some musr. The fox, he walks around Azay with his eyes by his tail to see what his surroundings are. He's afraid maybe someone will come up and attack him. He's always looking to the side, always looking Azay here, back at his tail. So that is a roish that's really a zonah, because he's really afraid. And he's always wondering about his surroundings. His mahalach is governed by his surroundings. That's doing it to someone, a human being, that's always worried about what's popular, about the surroundings. You know, he has his head always looking at other people. What do they have to say? What are the latest polls and what are the latest fads and the latest advertisements? So that fox, that's a head that's really a tail. So when we say, that zanav is also really b'metzias a head. We want to be a real head. A real head. Even if we're not at the head of things, we want to be connected with the head. V'loy l'zanav, and not for a head that's really a zanav. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying over here. That I'm going to place you as a head and not for a tail. That means you're going to be a real head. A head that's really a head, not a head that looks at everybody's opinions and has to worry about what everybody has to say. That's a head that's really a tail. And that's a bracha that we give ourselves and we daven. Yiroshna Shania L'Roish V'Loi L'Zonav. Agudin Shabbos, everybody.
By the daughter of, she was gathering the...